Chapter 15. For the Love of Man. Finally, Thornton's friends, Hans and Pete, arrived in their boat full of wood to sell in Dawson. For a few days, the three men and the three dogs stayed together in the small camp before starting their journey. Hans and Pete were simple, kind men, and Buck accepted them as his master's friends. But he didn't love them as he loved John Thornton. Hans and Pete soon understood that Buck had a special friendship with John Thornton and that he did anything that Thornton asked. One day, John Thornton, Hans, and Pete were sitting on a high rock, 100 meters above the river. Buck, as usual, was near Thornton. "Buck really adores you, doesn't he?" said Hans.
"He does everything you say."
"Yes, I'll show you," answered Thornton. He didn't stop to think what he was doing, but turned to Buck and said, "Buck, jump!"
Buck started to run towards the edge of the rock. He was ready to jump into the icy water and maybe even be killed just to please his master. Shocked, Thornton suddenly understood what was happening and quickly caught Buck by the collar so that he didn't fall.
"That's incredible," said Pete.
"Yes, I know, but it also frightens me a little," said Thornton. "He'll do anything for me."
One day, in the autumn of that year, Thornton, Hans, and Pete were trying to take a boat full of wood down some dangerous rapids. Thornton was in the boat, while Hans and Pete walked along the side of the river, helping to control the boat with ropes. Buck walked with them, watching Thornton anxiously. Suddenly, the boat turned over, and Thornton fell into the turbulent, icy water. Buck immediately jumped into the water and swam towards Thornton. Thornton held on to Buck's tail, and Buck swam as strongly as he could towards the side of the river. But the current was too strong, and Thornton and Buck became separated. Buck got to the side of the river, but Thornton got caught on the rocks. He held on to one of the rocks, but Hans and Pete knew that he could only hold on to the rock for a few minutes. Quickly, they tied a rope round Buck. Buck jumped into the river again and swam towards Thornton, while Hans and Pete held the other end of the rope. Buck hit the rocks many times, but he was strong and got to his master just in time. Thornton took the rope in his hands, and Hans and Pete pulled them back to safety.
"Thank you for saving my life, Buck," said Thornton when they reached dry ground.
The three men and the three dogs continued their travels. John Thornton was very proud of Buck and talked about him everywhere they went. That winter, in a bar in Dawson, several men were talking about their dogs.
"My dog is stronger than yours," said one of the men.
"Of course he isn't," said another. "My dog's stronger. He can pull a sled weighing 300 kilos. "Well, mine can pull a sled weighing 400 kilos, added a third man.
"That's nothing," said John Thornton. "Buck can pull a sled weighing 500 kilos.
"Pull the sled out of the ice and walk with it for 100 meters?
Asked the first man.
"No problem," said Thornton.
"Well, I've got a bag of gold dust here that says he can't," said the first man. "The gold dust is worth $1,000. Here it is."
The man put a big bag of gold dust on the table. John Thornton didn't know what to do. He didn't want to bet, but all the men in the bar were looking at him. "I'm not really sure that Buck can pull such a heavy sled," he thought. "If Buck loses, I haven't got $1,000 to pay the bet." The first man smiled and said,
"I've got a sled outside with 500 kilos of flour on it. Let's go and see if Buck can pull it."
An old friend of John Thornton's was sitting in the bar. Thornton went to him and asked quietly,
"Can you lend me $1,000?
"Certainly," answered his friend, and he also put a bag of gold dust on the table. All the men went into the street to watch. After his long rest, Buck was now in perfect health. His fur was clean and long, his muscles were strong, and he weighed 70 kilos. Some of the other men began to bet too, both with John Thornton and with each other. Two men measured 100 meters from the sled and put a piece of wood at that point. John Thornton tied Buck's harness to the sled and put Buck into the harness. Then he took Buck's head in both his hands,
put his head next to Buck's and said quietly, "If you love me, Buck, please do this for me." Buck moved his head gently in Thornton's hands. "Now, Buck," said Thornton, and moved away from the sled. Everyone waited in silence.
"Gee!"
Thornton called. Buck understood and moved quickly to the right as strongly as he could. The men heard a noise in the ice under the sled.
"Haw!"
shouted Thornton, and Buck moved strongly to the left. Again the men heard a noise as the ice broke under the sled, and the sled moved a few centimeters. Again they all waited.
"Mush!"
commanded Thornton, and Buck began to pull as hard as he could. Everyone in the street could see his strong muscles. Slowly he walked along the street, pulling the heavy sled behind him.
"Come on, Buck! Come on!"
Thornton shouted. Finally, Buck reached the piece of wood. Everyone began talking loudly.
"It's incredible," said some.
"Buck's a fantastic dog," shouted others.
Men were shaking hands, and others were throwing their hats in the air. But Thornton was on his knees beside Buck, holding him and talking to him quietly. Someone came to him and said,
"I want to buy Buck. I'll give you $1,000 for him."
"No, thank you," replied John Thornton, with tears in his eyes. "Buck's my dog, and I don't want to sell him." He then collected his bet and left with Buck.